morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? I feel like I'm intruding on all the dogs' time out here. They all look so peaceful and...
Yeah, it is. It's nice time. A little warm, but good.
Those are the sounds of the Dunedin American Softball League, girls softball. We're playing on one of the diamonds at Highlander Park, where the back fence is measuring 204 feet. Should one of those young ladies hit a homer? This is Just Norm, and you are listening to Run Norman. Welcome to West Central Florida. I am running in a stifling 97 degree heat index, June 20th, 2015. 10:30 a.m. day. I have woven my way from the bridge between Hammock Park and Highlander Park up Harvard through the St. Andrew's Church around to the baseball diamonds and find myself on Ed Eckert Drive, now heading south to baseball field number 5 and 6, where I will turn and move east. I'm sorry, turn and move west towards the tennis courts, around the adjacent baseball fields, and then into the hammock proper. Wipe my eyes here. Whew, it's a sticky one. You may now hear some of the voices of the kids at the Highlander Water Park. Well, how are you all? I'm glad to speak with you. I'm glad if you've decided to listen to this small offering. I am quite, I don't know, do I dare say happy or jubilant this morning? And I'm trying to decide if it's the coffee or if it's just the joy of being in the regularity of home and family life and outdoor exercise, as opposed to work. I think it's somewhere between both of those. Morning.
Morning. Nice weather.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Is it December yet, or is that like 2 years away? Yep. There are some other folks who are not too pleased about this stifling heat. But for me, I don't feel as though it's time to complain yet. I can't. It's only June. The hotter days of Florida are late July, all of August, and most of September. So I have to perform mental trickery to convince myself not to complain about it yet. I have to. I have to. It's what'll get me through. I guess this time, instead of me complaining about it, you heard it from somebody else there, didn't you? What were we talking about? Oh, yes. Happy to be off of work with a couple cups of coffee in me, and out on a run. Just a little update and background about work. First of all, because I shy away from telling you about it that much, I have to reemphasize my earnest empathy and care and sympathy towards the patients I see. I just really freaking care a lot. Having said that, the volume is increasing. The number of providers is decreasing. That affects the quality of the care, etc., etc., and leaves my soul somewhat anguished at the end of the day. The intensity of this feeling and these variables, I would say, is a 15 on a scale of 10. You got that? The reason I picked 15 is because by the time the summer's over, it'll probably be a 20 or 25. And stop and think, if 10 out of 10 is the worst, I'm telling you, it's beyond worst right now. All right. That's all I'm going to say about that, but I want you to consider it. I've noticed a trend in that the days start off with prayer and pleading for wisdom, patience, peace, and serenity, and they end with a feeling of drainage as I drive home from work. And it is sometime between an hour or so after I get home that I begin to get caught up in and captured in the love and joy of my three precious girls. So I can opt to complain, or I can be profoundly grateful for the dichotomy of the joy. And I choose to be grateful for the joy that I see that balances my mind and my psyche. Am I making sense? I hope you get me. I think that you do. These three precious jewels I have, these ladies in my life, balance and accept me and welcome me and look upon me with love and acceptance. Maybe even admiration. Hi. I heard a talk on the way to the work the other day about fathers. You know, this is Father's Day tomorrow. And it talked about taking stock or paying attention to what kind of father we are. I think it's a good idea. Not to guilt yourself, but take a look and see if you're doing the things that make your family come to understand who you are and what you're doing. And I may, just maybe, hitting some of those goals. Sometimes I choose to share what's going on at work, but not very often. But when I do, I immediately feel a bit guilty that I'm sharing despondent things, but the talk refocused me into understanding that by sharing these things, I let my family know what's going on, and maybe then shape the way that they view me. And it's not the shaping of the way that they view me that I'm so concerned about, but more so shaping the way that they view me in terms of me leading them through this life. Did that make sense? I think that it did, and I hope that it did. On the way here, I decided to look for some music I haven't heard in a while. I found one of my old Bruce Springsteen discs. Are discs antiquated now? First it was 45s, then it was albums, along with the interim 8-tracks and cassettes. Somewhere in between there, we went to iPods, digital downloads, and CDs. And now the way things are looking, everything will be digital or somewhere in that direction. So Bruce kind of got me jacked up. I listened to 2 tracks off the Wrecking Ball CD. One of them entitled, We've Been Traveling Over Rocky Road. And the other one, a Bruce Springsteen classic. It may have been a classic from before then. Maybe even Curtis Mayfield or one of the original soul singers, called This Train. I think it's a cover by Bruce that he's done many times, and it's one of my favorites. But I'd be hard-pressed to tell you who sang it. Anyway, that music got me pretty jacked up. Taking a hold of all the caffeine molecules, spinning them around my brain, and making me even more overjoyed at the opportunity I would have to run today. Along another side of tennis courts now, and by the actual Highlander pool, my plan is to run over to the community center. And instead of turning southbound towards Jackmar Drive to Patricia to Harris, I'm gonna go northbound onto Michigan and take Michigan westbound until I hit Cedar Trail. The goal this morning is, as usual, to get no less than 5. But there's hope in my heart for 6 or 7, actually. And I'll tell you why. My running history this week started off with a bang, but then fizzled away. I ran my last Saturday run, and then I took advantage of the opportunity to run in the hammock on Monday before a giant rainstorm came. And as the heat was pretty stifling, grueled my way to get 5, though I was pretty gassed after about 2. Which then should have brought about a Wednesday run. Well, Wednesday came around, and it was such a horrific day at work, I didn't get to the Triple C till about 5:30, and I didn't immediately get out of the car and seize the opportunity. And the more I sat there, the lazier I got. I actually dozed off for about 5 minutes, and then I said, I'm bagging it. I always have Thursday. Oh, there's the bagpipers again. They're in a different spot today. They're not where I'm running by. So, I guess somewhere in my mind I felt like Thursday would be an option, and it was. Well, Thursday, I got to the Triple C in time. However, there was lightning and cloud cover. There wasn't even any actual rain. But the lightning somewhere in my soul, I said, just not smart, just not wise. And so I bagged Thursday run. Sorry, I gotta keep wiping the sweat here. So I bagged Thursday's run, which means I didn't get any more runs in for the week. Come to find out on Thursday, after I got home, that an unfortunate and poor 80-year young gentleman was struck by lightning in Largo and killed, which is about 5 miles from my town in Dunedin. So I guess I was right not to listen or not to run and to listen to my gut. You know, I'm not saying that it could have gotten me, but why take the chance? Lightning, I've had a newfound respect for in the lightning capital of the world where I live. Alright, I'm moving past the community center now. About to hit Pinehurst Road to take it north. Now, at some level, I have to tell you that part of me wants to get a longer run in because I didn't get many miles in this week. I think that's just somewhere at my subconscious. I'm not going to deny that somewhere in the depth of me, I feel like that. The other part of me has been kind of clamoring the last week or two. Something deep down inside of me saying, you know what? These fives are all well and good, but you really need to kind of stretch yourself and reach out for 6 and 7. I think there's some truth to that. I think there's some reasonableness to that. And so, in my inner being, I'm looking for 6 or 7, which is kind of unfortunate in that we're moving into the most barbaric part of the summer. Now there's a set of drummers and bagpipers just immediately to my left, but they're just standing there waiting to practice. The bagpipes are under a little gazebo, probably about 100 yards away, and that's what you hear playing. One of the other things that has helped is that Mrs. Rosenberg's not working today. She usually works today, tomorrow, and Monday, but the census was low, so they called her off. So that gave me an opportunity to wake up a little later and get this run in the Hammock Park. Otherwise, I was fairly intent on getting up at 4 or 5 and running around the neighborhood streets so I could get home for the girls. Wow, isn't that beautiful? I'm gonna run by them. There's only 2 of them. It's not the whole band. There's a goose running away from me. A lake to my left. Are grown-ups up there, the teachers. There's 2 guys there. Where do you want me to go? Tell me. I'll obey. How are you?
Hi.
There's a lady coming down the sidewalk with their dog, and we were doing that. That awkward, you want to dance? I'm moving to the right. She's moving to the left. So, what else? Well, let's see. Lots of things on my mind. As usual, they're scattered. So let's see what scattered thought I could bring to orate to you. I'm on Michigan Boulevard now. I'm probably about a half a mile from Cedar Trail. I've accumulated nearly 2 miles, which is nice. What else? Well, the construction project is moving forward. I would say that they're probably about halfway down, done. The framing's up, the siding's up. They've put plastic Tyvek around the siding for water protection. The windows are in, the electrical's roughed in. The next step is gonna be to close that thing up and start bringing the kitchen through and breaking through the existing wall. I'm trying to find an air conditioner contractor to come in and install central heat and air for me, because I just don't trust the ductless AC unit that they bid to put in. And I've told the contractor, and he's actually been pretty helpful in trying to find somebody to help me, because it'll be an additional cost to me. But I'm feeling like a lot of contractors are asking about $4,000 to $5,000 to come in and install service for about a little over 300 square foot of space, which means they're trying to put a ton and a half to 2 ton unit and all the additional ancillary supply, when really I believe all that's needed is a half ton to a ton in that ancillary supply. So I could see paying $2,500, maybe even three. $45 is a bit steep, and it's not money that I have in my left-sided pocket. My Jesus. Oh my. 11:49 with a heart rate of 150. I'm gonna burn out at this rate. I should really try to slow it down, but it just feels so righteous to run. Part of that being is I haven't run since Monday. I think that's a little bit of a cumulative rebound desire to get out here and wiggle my shaky sticks. Okay, almost a Cedar where we get rid of this traffic. Walking past the new Station 6-1 Dunedin Fire Department. Looks like the boys are in the house. All the vehicles, including the district chief, the ladder truck, and the fire unit are there. Back in the day, that was me. I would have been retired by now. Oh, hindsight is 20/20. Finally, into the quiet of the hammock, heading away from civilization and traffic. I'm at the tip of Cedar Trail and Michigan Boulevard, and the idea here is to take one semi-long straight line. Well, it's not exactly a straight line. Take this to Skinner, Skinner to Grant, and Grant to Harris, and see if that creates an interesting distance. I don't know what it'll create. I'm gonna guesstimate a half to three quarters of a mile. It's kind of the way I've been running through here lately, is to see what lengths will give me what mileage. I used to do that years ago. Well, wait a minute, not years ago. Sometime in the past. I don't think I've been running here for... Well, that's an interesting question. How long have I been running in a hammock? I guess probably ballpark a year and a half, 2 years. Should look that up in data. It's a good thing Garmin Connect would be good for. See how long I've been running in the hammock. When I first got my real curiosity and love of the trails. It's a balanced running curiosity I have. I like the trails, and you know I love to run along waters such as the mouth of Tampa Bay. There's a squirrel ambling up the tree. I'm just now at the little bird observatory on Cedar. Let's make our way down to Skinner next. A couple things in the news. Well, I guess the most important thing is the tragic and unfortunate killing of the 9 church members while worshiping in South Carolina. The only thing I'm going to say about this, I'm not going to get into a big political debate, because that's exactly what I'm going to say. It seems like media and social media are all fighting over gun control, when really the main issue here is hatred. And hatred has been around since the time that Jesus walked the earth. So let's focus on the issue. If you don't get a gun, you're going to get a knife. If you don't get a knife, you're going to hit somebody with a club. It's not about how many more people you can take out with an automatic weapon. It's about curtailing and moving away from hatred. And that's all I'll say about that. Okay. I'm at Skinner now as I go over the bridge to Cedar Creek proper. I have found that since I've gotten here, there have been a lot of dog walkers. It seems like everybody's walking their dog. Maybe I should go get one and walk them.
Yeah, there you go.
I've really seen a lot of dogs in here today with their owners. I saw one lady with about 4 dogs. 3 on leash and 1 dragging the leash. They were so happy and joyous to be ambling through these woods with the love towards their owner. That's what I saw. A lot of love between owner and pet early this morning. It was about 9:30, I think. I just noticed some of the quiet here. This is some of the sun-splashed dirt trail. There's a bit of canopy, but I'm on the periphery of Hammock Park proper. I hear the baseball kids again. And let's get this giddy-up going. One of the joys I experienced this week was having lunch with my youngest son, Cameron of James. He reached out to me and asked if I could pencil him in for lunch on Thursday, just to kind of get together as father and son. I was honored and touched, and I felt a bit reaffirmed that he would do that. As in my last podcast, I was beating myself up a little bit. I think I was, for being a poor dad or grandfather or both. But anyway, We had a nice time together. He was kind enough to stop and bring me a sandwich. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
Yep, there's one single dog walker. There's a couple standing over by the edge of the trail in Cedar Creek, looking at the gentle streams. And now I'm heading south on Grand. Wow. It's about 0.5 miles from here. Look at that. Nice. So, the time was nice. I always come away from these phone calls or meetings with my beloved son with the lyric ringing in my mind of that famous Harry Chapin song. Remember that song? The Cat's in the Cradle, where he talks about raising his son and then his son grew up, and then that line in the song where he says, "And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, my boy was just like me. He grown up just like me." Dot, 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 dot. And when I look at my beloved son, I think about a guy who's been through the hard knocks in life. He really has. A product of a broken home, a spell of trouble, a time of reflection, and now, early in the stages of fatherhood and husbandry, he is making his way. Well, he's not perfect. If you find someone who's perfect, email me. And he's learning, and maybe he doesn't do everything the way I do, but that's all okay. I look at a kid who's got his heart in the right place and who's trying to make it. That's really one of the top gifts for Father's Day to me that I've already gotten. The other being my family in the nuclear setting of my little humble abode and the joy that they bring me. So see, I've already gotten my Father's Day gifts. Not looking for any toys. Although if somebody gives me one, I'll smile and take it. But I'm not looking for it. I've got my Father's Day gifts already. I'm grateful to the Lord above in heaven for those gifts. Harris Trail. I'm taking this Harris Trail to the little semi-small parking area and then to the gravel path that leads to Patricia Avenue in that Jack Maher neighborhood. So I started my descent into the hammock at 2.4 miles. And as I approach the gravel path, I'm at 3.15. So that is, let's see, 0.6 points, about 3/4 of a mile from top of the hammock to the bottom, from north to south. That's good to know. I think I measured from the original footpath, I'm sorry, the bridge over Cedar Creek at Harvard down to this lane as 1/4 mile. So I know between the two, I can make up a mile. Excuse me. On the days that I wiggle and waggle and look to accumulate mileage. So is she leading the trail hike?
Gordon?
Is she leading the trail hike?
Yes.
Looks like she's the leader.
Yeah, she's been here before.
Oh, it's a great place, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a probably 7-year-old girl. Looks to be maybe her 5-ish-year-old brother. And I would dare say that's Grandpa walking with them as they enter Harris Trail. And it was cute. Now there's a house here on the other side of this fence, just at Harris Trail by the little mini parking lot. Boy, it would be cool to live in that house on the other side of the fence to Hammock Park. Maybe one day we'll sell the Rosenberg Estate and move into that 2-story wood frame right there. Oh, it's like a little slice of heaven. A little slice of peace and quiet just beyond Urbania. There's some dog walkers. I think his name is Porter. I hear him, keep yelling at him. Oh. Taking a little breather here at 4.12 miles. No less than 5. Stretching towards 6 or 7. I can see 6. 7 will be a stretch.
Oh. That's reality, not a movie?
Yeah, that's in reality.
Oh, awesome.
Which one's Porter?
That one.
I see. Mortar. I hear you keep, oh, border or porter?
Mortar.
Mortar?
Like brick and mortar.
He wants to run ahead.
Yeah, he wants to go home to the dish.
Beautiful dogs. Oh, who's this one bringing up the rear?
Jerry right there.
Jerry. What a troop.
Come on, Jerry.
Jerry's thirsty. Wow. Jerry's dragging. That's a father. Probably his teen to young 20-year-old son, and 4 dogs, 2 on leashes, 1 bringing up the rear, Mortar hitting up the front. I thought Mortar was running after me to bite me in the leg, but he's just a little, I think he's a beagle. Coming around Klein. I will pick up Skinner again and off to Sugarberry Loop. I think I'll put out a shout to my friends, in particular Kevin of Gwynn, who has a new Extra Mile podcast out. I know this not because I'm diligent enough to follow all the podcasts, and as an aside note, I am woefully behind all of them, but because I was playing Lexilis with my friend Carlos of Castillo, who was listening to the Extra Mile podcast as we were playing last night. He spoke about how he heard the likes of Chris Russell and Steve Hailstone and Jim Daly as we were playing our game virtually between the East and the West. What a world we live in, right? So yeah, I gotta get up on that Extra Mile podcast episode. I also would like to shout out to Carlos, my good friend, who still holds out his hand to me in friendship, though I probably have fallen out of the loop or the circle of podcasters in my own mind because I have not listened to many others such as Jim and Steve and Carl. Well, let me take that back. I think I listened to Steve last week and I listened to Jim over the week. So I have been trying to just, I don't know. Not enough time, right? But anyway, hello to Steve and Jim and Carlos and Kevin. And hello as well to all those in the Slow Runners Club, which is alive and kicking. And on another note, I would say that Spreaker is gaining quite a bit of popularity. I see the father of podcasting, the Zen Runner, using it quite a bit. Robbie Boyle, Coach Judy, some others. It's gaining quite a bit of popularity. I only wish I was using it as much as I used to. But nevertheless, good for it and good for them. I am now indeed on Sugarberry Loop East, heading south. I will curl around and make my way past St. Andrew's Church and over to the Frisbee Golf Course. There's a walk break. Certainly, I will get my 5. I believe 6 is within reach. I just wonder if laziness will take over once I get to 5. It's a mind thing, you know? Anyway, I'm glad you guys listened. And for all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Mi padre, tatai, friars, dads, pops, daddy, papa. Happy Father's Day. I love you guys. And if I have anything to say about it, we'll talk again. Until then, bye-bye.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good.